CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
I'm here with Natalie Daniels, a CFS liaison, and on the float committee for the Southern Chiefs organization. Last year was the first year that you did a float for the Winnipeg Santa Parade. For people who missed or forgot what that was like, can you give us a little backstory about that float and how it's different from this year's float?
Committee that came together and wanted to enter the Santa Claus Parade, an Indigenous theme. And what they did is they came up with the idea of a headdress. But in particular, what was unique about it was that every one of those feathers were provided by different communities, schools, Indigenous organizations to paint a feather and to be included into the headdress of the float.
For people who missed the parade, can you give us a little taste of what it looked like before?
So the float was, again, an idea that we all came up with on the float committee. We thought about this year being the 150 years of Canada. We came up with a creation story. And with the creation story, it talks about how Turtle Island, or this earth, this continent that we're on, came to be. So we came up with an idea of creating that Turtle Island and putting a Christmas spin on it at the same time. So when the creation story, it talks about a turtle being Mother Earth.
And this year you did another thing that's a little different. You were giving out some items. What were they, and what was the reaction to people in the crowd?
This year we handed out, of course, the Christmas candies. We also handed out the story behind the float, which was the creation story. On those pieces of paper that were handed out, I believe 2,200 of them were printed off and handed out, was intended for our giving back to the community to share our story of how we came about. So everybody got a chance to have a story given to them.
Have you heard any feedback from people that were in the crowd when they got it?
If anything, it was children going, look, mom, look what I got. So parents were taking them, and I know that you don't always have the time to sit and read the story, but it would give time for the parents to read to the story at maybe their bedtime.
Do you have any pictures online of the floats before it was out on the road or at the parade? And if so, where can people see them?
I have before and after pictures, and as well as the parade pictures. Those will be on our Facebook page of Southern Chiefs Organization.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.